You're listening to Consider This, episode 146, for July 11th, 2016.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever, wherever, and whoever you are, this is a special edition of Consider This. Special because it's the first one in a few weeks. Hey, we all need a break from conservative commentary once in a while, even commentary that's just 10 minutes or less. I am the long-lost Doug Payton, back from my getaway and ready to get to it. If you want to give me your opinion, it's simple. Call 267-CALL-CT0 or write me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. That's CT as in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Guess where I went on vacation? A great example of the evils of big government and one country's attempt to escape from it. That's coming up. We've had a new like of the Facebook page. Give a hearty welcome to Stephanie Kurtz, who showed the world, or some subset of it, how brilliant she is, and will now get access to articles I post between episodes, as well as notifications of when the podcast is out, or if I've Snapchatted something. Good job, Stephanie. Glad to have you along. As I said, I've been on vacation for a while, which is why no episodes in the past few weeks. And so much has happened during that time. Most recently, of course, was when Hillary was given a stern wrist slap by the head of the FBI for her mishandling of state secrets. You know, those things that she'd be in complete charge of should she become president. One thing about a semi-sort of weekly podcast is that events can fly right by your topic list and make your script so quaintly out of date. But I promise you I will get to that, if something else doesn't burn up the news cycle by then. The Orlando shooting happened before the last episode, but I didn't really discuss it specifically. Since I've covered the topic of guns in the past rather extensively, I would refer you to those episodes. There's a nifty list of topics down the sidebar of the website. Click on a subject, and you'll get a list of all the episodes I've touched on it. And there's a drop-down list of months and years as well, in case there's a particular time frame you'd like to look at to see if I covered a particular topic. So, anyway, check that out. The Istanbul airport bombing occurred during the break. Just two things I want to say about that. Number one is that my brother, his wife, and two children passed through that international airport terminal the day before the bombing. I thank God for their safety, and I pray for those who now have to go on with life without loved ones and friends. Number two is that Turkey needs to stop the practice of selling bombs to terrorists with some common sense bomb control legislation. I'm sure you know where I'm going with that comment. Oh, and as just an aside, in the name of what religion did the Orlando shooter, the Istanbul bombers, the Bangladesh restaurant shooters, the Baghdad bombers, bombings at Islamic holy sites, and that brave dude who stabbed that 14-year-old Israeli girl in her sleep do what they did? Presbyterians, perhaps? Say what you want about Donald Trump's Muslim immigration comments, and I've said what I've wanted to about them, and it's not positive. But making sure that our vetting process is taken up a few notches is not such a bad idea after all. Over at thereligionofpeace.com, they're keeping track of the number of attacks and the fatalities during the holy month of Ramadan by radical Islamists. The number will astonish you. Well, ought to. But that's not what I want to talk about. I know, too late. I want to really talk about what was called Brexit, the exit of the British from the European Union. For those wishing to leave, what I heard many of them saying was that they no longer wanted to be under the thumb of Brussels anymore. I say what I heard because I did not become a Brexit expert, or a Brexpert, if you will, since we're throwing words together, overnight. Instead, I listened to what those wanting to leave actually said. Yes, some were xenophobic, not wanting to let foreigners in at all, but the more sober-minded were understandably concerned that the open borders of the EU were letting in people like those who perpetrated the Paris shootings and those other incidents I mentioned earlier, especially since ISIS has said that they intend to sneak in fighters into this mass of refugees. But instead of listening to those voices, the left and the media amplified the voices of hate. I saw a graphic with the explanation of the two sides using Jane Austen titles. The Remain side was Sense and Sensibility, while the Leave side was Pride and Prejudice. A cute encapsulation of their opinion, no doubt, but certainly a generalization of the best of one side compared to the worst of the other. What did I hear from the Remain side? Well, unfortunately, some of it had to do with policies they liked coming out of Brussels that they couldn't get passed in their own government. So they were very happy for their own democracy to be overruled by one that gave them what they wanted. In all manner of law, from immigration policy to budget decisions, they were fine giving up self-rule and rough and tumble of democracy just so they could give more power to unelected bureaucrats that had their policies. Today. That, too, may be something of my reading of their position, but that's what I heard. Parliament won't do X, but Brussels will, so Remain. So it sounds like many in England, mostly Scotland and London, wanted yet another layer of bureaucracy rather than to work with those they disagree with. And many media outlets reported how young people were suggesting that the old folks, who mostly voted to leave, shouldn't be allowed to vote because of this supposed calamity they voted for that they won't have to live in for very long. Well, as an old guy myself, I say ignore that collective wisdom at your own peril. So then can I put the shoe on the other foot and suggest that the Remain vote was all about authoritarianism, burying any dissent and disenfranchising those who don't think like you do? Is that fair? No. Not any more fair than calling the Leave voters a bunch of racists. And let's not forget that those of us in the USA just celebrated the 240th anniversary of the Ameriquit? Ameriexit? Amerexit? I don't know. Well, but that was for a different reason, right? King George, the unelected bureaucrat, didn't do what we wanted, right? Or is the real point that the bigger government is and the more out of touch it is from the people, the less control you have of it, and the less representative it is, and the more likely it'll just do whatever it feels like doing. That is, in fact, the point, the truth. It may even do what you want now, but as stockbrokers often say, past behavior is not a guarantee of future results. And in the meantime, the EU recently decreed that bottled water manufacturers may no longer make the claim that drinking water can help prevent dehydration. Yes, they did that. What was originally just a free trade zone has become an uncontrollable monster with its fingers in everything. Thanks, Brussels, for making the point of the Leave voters crystal clear. Since it's been a few weeks, let me remind you that this is the part of the show where I let you know how to get in touch with me so you can get your voice heard. It's extremely easy. Just email me at considerthis@ctpodcasting.com. Give me a call at 267-CALL-CT0, 267-225-5280. Or stop by the website considerthis.ctpodcasting.com, where you'll find a truckload of other ways to get in touch, including links to Snapchat and to the Facebook group. Just give me a like there, and like Stephanie Kurtz, you too can get praise heaped upon you. There's also a transcript there and links to all of the websites I referred to for this episode. You can subscribe to the podcast in iTunes and the Stitcher Radio app, but if you have an Android phone, you have Google Play Music. And if you have that, you can subscribe there too. Yeah, they do podcasts these days. Check it out. I really do want to hear what you think. I don't care how young or old you are. We need all the voices at the table so that we can consider this.